Welcome to Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI, where we hear how members of our global network are working to create a more sustainable economy and world. I'm your host, Davian Ford. On this month's show, we'll hear from Vishne Payan, Group Sustainability and CSR Manager at Lux Resorts and Hotels. Vishne will be talking about how the hotel operator is using GRI's reporting guidance to contribute to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. But first, here's a roundup of sustainability news from the last month. The 71st regular session of the United Nations General Assembly began on the 13th of September at UN headquarters in New York. This year, world leaders highlighted the 2030 Development Agenda, which includes the ambitious Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. GRI was also at the UN for the Private Sector Forum to unveil a new facet of the partnership with the UN Global Compact called SDG Leadership Through Reporting, a new initiative to advance corporate reporting on the SDGs. The two organizations will work together to develop a list of disclosures for tracking business contributions to the SDGs, and they will release a publication on SDG reporting. GRI's Deputy Chief Executive Teresa Volkelberg was at the Private Sector Forum to launch this initiative with UN Global Compact's Executive Director Lise Kingo. SDG Leadership Through Reporting aims to make reporting on the SDGs more relevant, easier to understand, more simple to execute, and more accessible to all users and audiences. The World Health Organization has issued a shocking report on the quality of the air people are breathing. According to the study, 9 out of 10 people in the world are inhaling poor quality air, which is estimated to cause around 6 million deaths every year. Household fuels, industrial activities, pollution from transports, burning of waste, and emissions from coal-fired power plants are the major contributors to air pollution. Breathing in pollution in the form of liquid or solid particles increases the likelihood of heart disease, stroke, and cancer. In the United States, a new study from Dodge Data and Analytics called Corporate Sustainability Reaches Middle Age finds that top American businesses are deepening their involvement in sustainability efforts, driven by a recognition of the added value these efforts bring to the business. Nevertheless, the study also found a wide gap between the majority of companies that are committed to sustainability efforts and the minority that still fails to see the value of investing in sustainability. GRI and the Swiss State Secretariat for Economic Affairs, SECO, have started the second phase of the Corporate Sustainability and Reporting for Competitive Business Program, which helps small and medium-sized enterprises in the developing world use sustainability reporting to gain better access to global value chains. Entering global value chains will contribute to creating more jobs and income opportunities in the target countries. The program is being implemented in Colombia, Ghana, Indonesia, Peru, South Africa, and Vietnam. The Swiss government is investing more than 5 million euros into the program, which will run until the year 2020. For more news and other info, please visit the GRI website, globalreporting.org. And now it's time for the interview this month with Vishne Payan, Group Sustainability and CSR Manager at Lux Resorts and Hotels. Lux operates luxury hotels around the world, including in Mauritius, the Maldives, China, and Vietnam. Lux Hotels is a member of the GRI Gold community. The hotel and resorts company is on their third GRI report for the financial year 2015-2016, but they began their reporting journey back in 2011 with stakeholder engagement.
The first thing which the reporting has really helped, because it is the first thing that we started to do, was the dialogues with the stakeholders. So understanding what the stakeholders expect from the business, and also understanding what the business can do, can create as value for the stakeholders. So this is in one thing that it helped in terms of reporting. And also identifying what is material for the organization and the stakeholders help us to more focus our energy, our resources on the specific areas where actions are required. So you don't waste time in things which are not material, you know. There can be a list of things, but if it is not material, there's no need to put your resources on that. So reporting helps you, help to give a direction on where actions can be taken.
For Lux, A robust stakeholder engagement process has created a keener sense of accountability across the business.
Stakeholders, including media, have questions about what is being done. Okay, you have reported on this year in terms of sustainability, but what are you doing next? What are your next actions? So all these trigger, the trigger to go beyond reporting, the trigger actions to take initiative, which is very good. It enhances innovation, it enhances creativity and better leadership.
As a luxury hotel chain operating in a number of developing countries, Lux Resorts and Hotels decided to actively take part in the effort to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals.
I would like to commend the methodology by GRI. It helps you to focus on where you have more power, more control on. We have identified some goals where Lux has more control, goal 8, where it is said that you promote sustained, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. So Lux strives at creating a healthy environment, healthy work environment, where there's respect for human rights. For example, we, in line with GRI before, we already give trainings on human rights. We have a human rights policy, and there are implementations in terms of projects. So we try our best not to breach rights. Then there is the goal 13. We need to take urgent action to combat climate change and its impact. So Lux tries to invest in projects towards environmental conservation, environmental protection, working in collaboration with NGOs. Like, for example, in Mauritius, we have the Mauritian Wildlife Foundation, which works in protecting endangered species. In the Maldives, we work on that biodiversity project with regards to the whale sharks protection. Then you have the goal 16, which says that you can help in promoting peaceful and inclusive societies, provide access to justice for all. And also there are other goals, like goal 5, to achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. This is very clear. It is a policy and it is being implemented at Lux.
That was Vishne Payen from Lux Resorts and Hotels. You're listening to Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI. Don't forget you can find more information on sustainability reporting by visiting our website, globalreporting.org. And finally this month, we're going to hear from Andrea Pradilla, director of GRI Hispanic America, who has a message about the peace negotiations in Colombia between the government and the FARC rebels.
After 52 years of war, 8 million victims, and 4 years of negotiations, the Colombian government and the FARC guerrillas have declared the final day of one of the world's oldest wars with the signing of a ceasefire agreement. The overall negotiations concluded with a 297-page agreement, which was signed on September 26th and will be voted on by Colombians on October 2nd. GRI enables informed decision-making and promotes dialogue between companies and their stakeholders, which is essential to ensure a sustainable, lasting peace.
That was a short message from GRI's regional hub in Bogota, Colombia. And that's it for this edition of Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI. Be sure to join us again next month. Until then, remember, it's not the report that matters, it's what you do with that information that can make a difference.